Get 7 years warranty plus an extra $1,500 off Triton. See your Mitsubishi dealer today.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of the Dead Set Legend. All thanks to our mates at Mitsubishi. Rear cross traffic alert, lane departure warning, auto high beam, the hill start assist, all part of the Mitsubishi Triton that has helped Australians get the hard jobs done over the years. They've been doing it for 40 years and a show sponsor that we are very, very pleased to have all through the good and tough times. Thank you very much for supporting us, Mitsubishi.
Speaking of supporting, Luke Hodge, what a superstar. Yeah. I don't mean to go back to that, but there's a problem that I have in Sydney at the moment, okay? I know there's a lot of problems. This is nothing major.
Yeah.
But it is for me. We all love our sport.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I love my AFL.
Mm-hmm.
I love my union. I love my league.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I went to dinner with a mate. A little bit bromance sort of dinner.
Yeah.
Drew Mitchell.
True.
Oh, good bloke, Drew. Good champion. Looking rooster.
Yeah. He's got some backline wines coming for you guys just quietly.
Hey, Jude, how many weeks have we heard that we're getting some backline
okay,
wines
anyway,
coming?
Look, let me
not
tell
holding
this.
My breath.
This is more important, boys. So as we're getting the feed and stuff, the AFL was on, early.
You're in a pub, were you?
Yeah, massive pub. Yeah, like we got. So we're sitting there and the AFL was on and I said to the lady, I said, oh, do you mind putting the NRL on, please? And the pub was full, so, you know, we'd have to wait to get in. And as we sat down, she said, sorry, this is an AFL pub.
Oh, yeah. to the big Dell. She's just throwing it back in your face.
No, but I don't mind. But, like, the Light Brigade, like, I thought that was sort of rugby league sort of.
Hang on. So what, you had to go sit over in the corner or something like that?
We had to wait for a table in the corner.
So the little TV with the little bunny ears. You go, just hold it still,
100%. I don't mind because I don't think I'm too big for that. But, mate, when the big Dell's in town, he wants the big screen.
Of course he does. There you go. In the second hour coming up of the show, it's going to be an absolute cracker. Next is Mark Bosnich. We're going to talk about the FA Cup. We've got Flog or Not. We've got the Rapid Fire Footy. And we're going to ask you again, what type of parent are you at kids' sport? After Dell commentating on Tristan's game on Thursday night, we'll play a bit as well. The good and the bad and the ugly. 1-3-3-5-3. Be part of the show anytime. Oh. More coming up on the Dead Set Legends just in a sec.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9. All thanks to our mates at Mitsubishi, the Mitsubishi Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton. And of course, the EPL is done and dusted with Liverpool after 30 years winning that league and did it so well. And of course, the Champions League is still to come. But overnight at about 2 o'clock in the morning, we've got the FA Cup between Arsenal and Chelsea. The A-League is back up and running. We cannot wait for it. Mark Bosnich, Bozza from Fox Sports, our absolute legend on soccer, is on the line to talk to us all about it. G'day, Boz. How are you, mate?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you all?
Mate, hey, Boz. We're very well. It's going to be weird, isn't it? The FA Cup without any fans, but it's great that we've got the season back up and running again.
Well, it is fantastic, but listen, sport worldwide has been weird during this period as of life, so it's just really an extension. But look forward to this game. I think before the semi-finals, there weren't a lot of people that would have picked this as a final, but both teams prevailed against the two Manchester teams, and it'd be very interesting for different reasons. I mean, Mikel Arteta at Arsenal, it'd be nice for him to have something at the end of this season. Of course, Frank Lampard has done a fantastic job at Chelsea. Got him into the top four. Remember, at the start of the season, they were staring down the barrel of having a transfer ban, not only during January, but during, I mean, that's been overturned during the summer now, but that's been overturned. But he's done a fantastic job, and he'll be looking to pick up his first bit of major silverware as manager as well.
Boz, I mean, I'm an Arsenal man. It's been frustrating, the lack of, I guess, silverware for a long period.
You got rid of Wenger and said, it's all gone downhill.
It's been hard. Where do you see this finishing up? I mean, what is the result in your eyes?
I'm going to go for Chelsea. I'm going to stick with Frank. I used to know him very, very well. He was an excellent footballer. He was one of the best footballers in the world for his generation. And he's made the transition to manager seamlessly. So I'm going to go with him. I hear what you're saying about Arsenal. Look, a lot like Manchester United. And look, there's no doubt. Look, out of something good comes something bad and vice versa. Arsene Wenger was fantastic for the vast majority of time he was there. I think he lost his way a little bit towards the end. There's no doubt about that. But when you have somebody for that long, just like Sir Alex at Manchester United, you can go in other sports and have a look at it as well. There always is a little bit of a dip, generally, when somebody else takes over or multiple people take over. It takes them a while to redefine themselves. So I think Chelsea will prevail, but I think Arsenal will be fine. I really do believe in Mikel Arteta. He's a new manager. He's a young manager. He's worked under Pep Guardiola for so many years. He was a fabulous player. And I believe, given time, that he'll eventually get it right.
Hey, boss, it's Delhi, mate. How you going, buddy?
Good, buddy. How's the boy?
Mate, he's going well, mate. So thanks for...
I heard.
Thanks for support, mate. Hey, I've got to go back to when we first met. When you and I are in the room, no one gets a word in. The first time I remember meeting you, mate, you love your rugby league. I think you love your Eels. I think you and Dwight York were in a VIP area at the Heat nightclub at the Crown Casino. And I was standing there and the bloke said, oh, mate, you can't come in here. And Bozza goes, mate, he's okay. So I went in there for a drink with the boys. It was a good night, wasn't it?
It was. Well, you were more than okay, mate. You were more than okay. And you got on like a house on fire with Dwight as well. And they were good nights before all this. They were great memories. I must admit, I wish we could just flick a switch and go back there. But yes, you're right. As you all know, I can talk a lot. But yeah, you're right up there, buddy. And when the music's blaring, I've never realised that you can be heard very easily.
Oh, well, glass house is much.
And one last thing as well. One last thing. You know, they say, both you and Dwight could dance very well, but I actually thought that I held my own that night.
Oh! So there is no doubt that you could really shimmy, big fella. You'd be like Johnny Travolta,
wouldn't
you?
Yeah, and I only went for one song, but I did my best for one song. Wow.
Short and sweet. Bozzy, you are a dead set legend, mate. We really appreciate you talking through the FA Cup with us and other bits and bobs as well. Yeah. Thanks for joining us once
Anytime,
again, mate.
Guys. Take care.
Catch up soon, mate. Boss. Tell Speedy I said hello, mate.
Yeah, coming up next is the AFL mid-season report card on the Swannies and GWS with Jude. More coming up on the Dead Set Legends.
Another Sydney Saturday morning. Oh, you ripper. Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yes, the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's Triple M, all thanks to our mates at Mitsubishi. Chance now, Jude, to have a look at the Swannies and the GWS Giants. A bit of a mid-season report card on how those two Sydney sides are going in the AFL.
Yeah, well, let's start with the Swans. Obviously, they're sitting 15th at the moment. It's been a tough year for Swans supporters. But I think there's, if you look really closely at the games, and obviously I do as an ex-player and a commentator, and I'm really excited about where they're heading. I sit and look at some of the youngsters that they've brought on, and you talk about Ollie Florin in the middle. James Rowbottom's really starting to hook in as that hard inside midfielder as well. Papley's a star. He wanted out late last year, and there was a chance he was going to Carlton. However, you know, he's leading the Coleman medal this year, or equal at the moment with an ability to hit the front and square and you know, set up really good goals as well. So I just they've lacked senior leadership at different stages because they've been out injured. They've missed, you know, Naismith as their key ruck has been injured for a while. Reed and obviously Heaney and also Lance Franklin's been out. So it's been a tough year for the Swans, but just give them time. I'm seeing them getting the game time in the likes of Nick Blakey and McCartan. So I'm excited where they're going to be and give it 18 months.
It's exactly what you said at the start of the season. And we said, why aren't you tipping the Swannies to make the eight? You knew exactly what it was like. They're going to give you a bit of an up and down, and there was a lot of young blokes.
The last 2 weeks in particular, their ball movements have been looking really positive, bringing it back through the middle, attacking through the guts and getting it in quickly. So I'm excited about where they're heading. So
Giants. What about the Giants?
Well, they're a chance. They're sitting 11th. I know that sits outside the eight and
it's pretty tight and congested there, though, isn't it?
Exactly. They've battled with their ball movement at times, but what I've seen the last couple of weeks is if they can make the eight, they can be damaging. And, you know, I think I look at some of their defenders, particularly without Sam Taylor. He's such a critical piece, and he got an infected hip, and it's meant the likes of Phil Davis has been under pressure, and Nick Haynes has had to defend a lot, and Adam Kennedy's also been out, but Heath Shaw, if I'm an opposition coach looking at him, you know, he's such a star, but, you know, he's lost a turn of pace. So some of those small forwards, I'd be playing through his opponent quite often. So they've just got to keep getting their ball movement right. At times they've broken down and not given their forwards enough supply, but get there and they'll be a real, real danger.
Jude, I didn't see you on Sunrise this morning, but one of the most touching things I've seen in and around sport for a long time was Majed Dor. Mate, like, it's been a tough couple of years, and we all know the story about he went through the mental health. When I first saw him a couple of years ago, I just thought this bloke is a specimen, and we haven't seen the best of him yet. But when I saw the boys get around him after his selection, it's taken, what, two and a half years to get back?
Yeah, it's one of the really special moments for those who don't realise, and Dale, you touched on it, he's had a number of issues off-field, and, you know, it's just to see him get back to playing, and it was highly emotional, and it just shows that it is just a game. You know, we're all got to look after each other, and, you know, we wish him all the best, and, you know, he's just such a pivotal person in the club.
Let's, mate, good luck to him, mate. What about the Brownlow? There's, you know, look, I love Dusty, but, you know, he hasn't been at his best. Lately he's been at his best, but at the start he wasn't. So who's your favourite? Who's in the mix?
For me, I'm going to tip Lachie Neale at this stage. Oh, for the Brisbane Lions, he had 33, kicked two last night. So I just think he's just been above and beyond this year. He's kicked a lot more goals than he previously has. He's just influential. So I'm tipping Lachie Neale at this point.
20 games in 20 days. That's unbelievable.
Strap yourself in. It's actually been...
Is it good? Is it going to be good?
It's actually been good. I know we've bagged the quality of AFL at different stages.
Getting better though, isn't
but
it?
But seeing West Coast come back to play the other day, they kicked a bag of goals over in the West. And just now teams are realising they're going to have to kick higher scores. So Richmond did the same and put some score on the board. So for me, I'm tipping in terms of the grand finalists, West Coast and Brisbane at this point.
Ooh, West Coast and Brisbane, no Melbourne team. Thanks a lot, Jude. More coming up on the Dead Set Legends in just a sec.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yes, the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's Triple M, all thanks to our mates at Mitsubishi. Chance now, Jude, to have a look at the Swannies and the GWS Giants. A bit of a mid-season report card on how those two Sydney sides are going in the AFL.
Yeah, well, let's start with the Swans. Obviously, they're sitting 15th at the moment. It's been a tough year for Swans supporters. But I think there's, if you look really closely at the games, and obviously I do as an ex-player and a commentator, and I'm really excited about where they're heading. I sit and look at some of the youngsters that they've brought on, and you talk about Ollie Florin in the middle. James Rowbottom's really starting to hook in as that hard inside midfielder as well. Papley's a star. You know, he wanted out late last year, and there was a chance he was going to Carlton. However, you know, he's leading the Coleman medal this year, or equal at the moment with you know, just an ability to hit the front and square and you know, set up really good goals as well. So I just they've lacked senior leadership at different stages because they've been out injured. They've missed, you know, Naismith as their key ruck has been injured for a while. Reed and obviously Heaney and also Lance Franklin's been out. So it's been a tough year for the Swans, but just give them time. I'm seeing them getting game time in the likes of Nick Blakey and McCartan. So I'm excited where they're going to be and give it 18 months.
It's exactly what you said at the start of the season. We said, why aren't you tipping the Swannies to make the eight? You knew exactly what it was like. They're going to give you a bit of an up and down, and there was a lot of young blokes.
The last 2 weeks in particular, their ball movement's been looking really positive, bringing it back through the middle, attacking through the guts and getting it in quickly. So I'm excited about where they're heading. So
Giants, what about the Giants?
Well,
They're a chance.
They're sitting 11th. I know that sits outside the eight and
it's pretty tight and congested there, though, isn't it?
Exactly. They've battled with their ball movement at times, but what I've seen the last couple of weeks is if they can make the eight, they can be damaging. And, you know, I think I look at some of their defenders, particularly without Sam Taylor. He's such a critical piece and he got an infected hip, and it's meant the likes of Phil Davis has been under pressure and Nick Haynes has had to defend a lot, and Adam Kennedy's also been out. But Heath Shaw, if I'm an opposition coach looking at him, you know, he's such a star, but, you know, he's lost a turn of pace. So some of those small forwards, I'd be playing through his opponent quite often. So they've just got to keep getting their ball movement right. At times they've broken down and not given their forwards enough supply, but get there and they'll be a real, real danger.
Jude, I didn't see you on Sunrise this morning, but one of the most touching things I've seen in and around sport for a long time was Majak Dawe. Mate, like, it's been a tough couple of years, and we all know the story about he went through the mental health. When I first saw him a couple of years ago, I just thought this bloke is a specimen, and we haven't seen the best of him yet. But when I saw the boys get around him after his selection, it's taken, what, two and a half years to get back?
Yeah, it's one of the really special moments for those who don't realise, and Dale, you touched on it, he's had a number of issues off field, and, you know, it's just to see him get back to playing, and it was highly emotional, and it just shows that it is just a game. You know, we're all got to look after each other, and, you know, we wish him all the best. And, you know, he's just such a pivotal person in the club.
Let's, mate, good luck to him, mate. What about the Brownlow? There's, you know, look, I love Dusty, but, you know, he hasn't been at his, lately he's been at his best, but at the start he wasn't. So who's your favourite? Who's in the mix?
For me, I'm going to tip Lachie Neale at this stage. Oh, for the Brisbane Lions, yep. He had 33, kicked two last night. So I just think he's just been above and beyond this year. He's kicked a lot more goals than he previously has. He's just influential. So I'm tipping Lachie Neale at this point.
20 games in 20 days. That's unbelievable.
Strap yourself in. It's actually been...
Is it good? Is it going to be good?
It's actually been good. I know we bagged the quality of AFL at different stages.
Getting better though, isn't
it? But seeing West Coast come back to play the other day, they kicked a bag of goals over in the West. And just now teams are realising they're going to have to kick higher scores. So Richmond did the same and put some score on the board. So for me, I'm tipping in terms of the grand finalists, West Coast and Brisbane at this point.
Ooh, West Coast and Brisbane, no Melbourne team. Thanks a lot, Jude. More coming up on the Dead Set Legends in just a sec.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, all thanks to Mitsubishi Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton. Gus Warland here with Jude Bolton and Wendell Sato. And this is a phoner that we'd love you to get involved in. 133353. What type of parent are you at kids sport?
Are you that type of parent that rides the bumps and bruises? Are you getting emotional? I mean, we know that Dell had to commentate when Tristan was playing the other night.
Exactly right, on Thursday night. And this is Dell commentating on Triple M just after Tristan had thrown an intercept, which, of course, was taken all the way by the Rabbitohs.
Well, it's one of those plays where you go for it. We said in the first half, Duffy was the same. Alex Johnson, you got to watch. The Dragons come down the right side there. Tristan Sale tries to square up, throws the cut out to Zach Lomax. But Alex Johnson is inside. He takes that, and you ain't stopping him from there. Tristan Sale and Matt Duffy puts in, but Alex Johnson's a class player. But that pass should never have been thrown. You know, I feel for the Dragons there, but you know what? They had an opportunity there. Tristan Sale didn't come up with the right play.
Dell, you know,
we want to
put you in that moment because, you know, lots of parents have to sit there and watch their kids, but you as a professional and as a commentator have to sit there and watch it differently. And how was that moment for you?
I look, to be fair, he debuted last year against the Roosters. You know, Gussie, we spoke about that in June. And for me, it just felt, because of the time period, his last game was 5 minutes in the Charity Shield after the Nines. So it's been tough for those players coming in. Anyway, look, I knew it was a big moment for him. And I knew what I've seen him do that time and time again. And he's got a kicking game, which we've seen. He's got the passing game, and I thought he'd run it. And I knew what he was trying to do, but, mate, Alex Johnston, you never throw a cutout pass down that side. But when he threw it, MG was really good because MG was going to take it. He looked at me, and I said, no, I'll call it, because I rung Kevvy Walters the day before, and I said, mate, how do you call your son's play?
Yeah.
You know, he said, Dell, you just got to call it as you see it. So it was so different because I was so nervous, because when he came on the field, you know, my hands were shaking, and just the emotion of it because you're a parent. And MG was really good because MG, I was disappointed for him. I was disappointed for the Dragons, as you could tell. But MG said, that's a bit of rust. And he made a point. So I'm thinking like a parent, like he knows what to do, repetition. And I just wish he would have just taken, but, you know, he bounced back and I was happy.
He certainly was. He did bounce back. This is what happened only a couple of minutes later.
New set is Sailor, a grubber. Ravalawa, yes! Ravalawa scores. 58 seconds left. Now, they can't forego the kick. That's the problem. They have to kick the goal then stop the clock immediately. But Tristan Sailor with a lovely kick and Ravalawa with the finish.
Boys, can I say, when I got disappointed before, the cutout pass, right, that's guys. What he can do. He can go himself or put the kick in.
Oh,
but you said it, it's rust.
Ring rust.
I'm glad he can go back into his shell.
Yeah, 100%.
Like a good sailor, he backed himself.
Yeah, he certainly did back himself, and that is fantastic. I'm glad he did. And give the kid more than 15 minutes. That'll be a good start.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you can't say it, but I can say whatever I goddamn please. Corey Norman, please. See you later. Well, Tristan Sailor into that number six position. Give us a call on 133353 right now. What type of parent are you at kids sport? Are you that person that your kids look at and go, you're embarrassing?
That was so hard to do.
Obviously, it's not commentating, but just standing on the sidelines. Emotion that goes, I certainly know that I lose it at my kids' sport at times.
Gussie and Jude, I know you guys have been there. Mate, I'm probably worse at netball because football's Tristan and my thing, and I'm just going, then I just be his dad now, so it's quite different. We don't talk much football. We don't watch much football together unless it's the big game, so he doesn't talk too much footy at all. But I used to sponsor my daughter's netball team. They were Dell's Angels for about 4 years.
Matisse.
And, mate, you know what?
Dell's Angels.
No, yeah, the girls were always good. I'd go to netball, and you know what it's like? It's a tough sport. Anyway, they'd be playing, and I'd go, yeah, come on, Tease, come on, like this. And she'd look at me, and she'd give the death eyes.
Yeah.
And then I'd just zip it.
No, your daughter owns you, no doubt about it. What type of parent are you at kids' sport? Give us a call on 1-333-53.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's Triple M. All thanks to our mates at Mitsubishi. It's Gus Wall and Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. We're throwing it out there. A phone of boys. Bloodstone Boots are giving a pair of boots away to our best callers worth over $200. Ultimate protection, ultimate comfort. See your full range at blackwoods.com.au. What type of parent are you at kids sport? Kelly from Engadine, what are your thoughts?
My mum was always the mad yeller on the sideline, you know, always encouraging though.
Yeah.
And I'd hate it. And then I was a bit like, you know, well, you get on here and do it. So the next season she did. The next season she did, she joined my team and we played soccer together. She was 50.
Oh.
And she couldn't breathe, so she couldn't yell.
Yes.
It was great.
Thank you, Kelly. That's
so good.
Let's go to John in Wetherall Park. G'day, John.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How are you? Look, I'm a disappointed parent. My three kids, none of them play sport. And one day my son was doing this rugby league development course at school. So I thought, great, I'll go down and see how he goes. And here he is, they're running around the ball. They're on the other side, passing the ball around. He's standing the other side of the field, flossing.
You
know,
no.
Like, really? And, mate, I'm a mad Dragon supporter. I would love my kid to turn around and take on the football. Mate, I don't care if he plays darts, but for God's sake, flossing in the middle of the field, I hung my head in shame.
John, that is brilliant. What about Aaron in West Pennant Hills? G'day, Aaron. Are you a disappointed parent? Are you a shouter? What are you?
Oh, I don't think I can beat that call. I've always been at the bastion of reasonableness when I've been coaching and refereeing my son, but whenever my wife has come along, mate, she's gone absolutely white line fever nuts. So, all through the coaching, all through the refereeing, just being the absolute middle ground man, and yet when she turns up, it's just stand back.
You've got to hold her back.
It's carnage. Thank you, Aaron. And let's finish it off with Mark in Willowvale. G'day, Mark.
Oh, how you going, Gus?
Yeah, very well.
I'm a terrible parent of sports, but I'm actually ringing because for once, mate, for once you and I are on the same page, and that is to say, let's get rid of Corey and let's get Tristan in there, mate. And actually, one other thing you got right was the conversation about the bowlers. Grandstand. Give it a rest.
He's on fire. Give him
your mark. If you've missed out, we've given it to the grandstand said the best pace bowlers of all time are Anderson and Broad. Please. Thanks a lot for all your calls. Back with more coming up soon on the Dead Set Legends.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, this is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. It is Gus Warland, it is Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. It's time now for this.
Time to fire up the Flogometer. Triple M's Flog or Not.
Yeah, Flog or Not. Let's start the ball rolling. The AFL wags for breaching strict COVID-19 protocols by going to Movie World on the Gold Coast. Flogs or not?
Flogs. It almost brought the whole league down.
It's only a couple hundred million dollars.
I don't think they are. Because I just feel for the wives and kids that haven't seen their partners for a while, so it's a tough one.
Yeah. No, it's not a tough one at all.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So that's
wow. Okay, the Rabbitohs salary cap manager for forgetting to leave room for Alex Johnston.
Flog.
Absolute flog. I don't know how or why you would let him go.
Well,
he is what you want at a club.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's not too late. He wants to stay for sure. Yeah. And how he played on Thursday night. What about the Brisbane Firehawks, which is apparently the second team in Brisbane? That's the name of the NRL 17th team. Flog name or not?
Flogs.
I like the logo.
I like the logo?
But the name is important.
Well, it's not the Flog logo. Yeah. So it's Flog name or not.
Yeah, Bolton
Flog. Okay, Jay Arrow's haircut.
Jay or Joy?
Jay.
Jay, sorry.
Oh, it's his brother. Yeah. Oh, no. No, I like it.
Really?
Because if you can attract a partner like his, yeah, so be it.
Yeah, but he's got a very good-looking partner, but he didn't meet her with that haircut.
Yeah,
All the hard work was done.
I still like it. I like people being different. I don't mind it.
Okay.
Flog.
Yeah, he's a flog as well. What about Mark Bosnich? Boz, we had on the show earlier. Or Brenton Speed. Who is the flog? Have a listen to the audio.
Final thought on that Silvera penalty claim. You work so hard for a chance when an attacker's going to be one-on-one with a goalkeeper and it gets taken away because a defender who's not goal side of the attacker pushes him over.
Speedy, it's a contact sport. And remember, that's why you and Adam are commentators and I'm the expert. It was not a penalty.
Stay out of the back of the attackers if you're not goal side.
Contact sport. I told you guys commentate, I'll do the expert comments.
Oh, well, Boz just putting Speedy back in the spot.
Wow. Putting Speedy in his box. Who's the flog there in that situation?
Brenton Speed.
Brenton Speed. He's got to give the love. But
you got to know your place.
Oh, I'm saying Bozer. He's thrown him under the bus there.
Nah. No, but, mate, he's the expert. I understand sometimes you can have an opinion, but I'm Team Bozer.
But was Speedy right? That's the other thing.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah,
that is flog or not for this week. Coming up next, it's a rapid fire footy preview on the Dead Set Legends.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Oh, how good is AC/DC on the Dead Set Legends? Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. We do the show thanks to our mates at Mitsubishi. The Mitsubishi Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dead Set Legends podcast on the Triple M app to listen anytime at triplem.com.au. Now let's talk about AFL and get some tips out with the rapid fire footy preview, Jude. Kangaroos versus the Crows. Who's your winner?
I am actually going to tip Adelaide to win their first game this season. So under Matthew Nix, I'm going to tip the Crows. They played well last week, but they butchered the footy. North have dropped a couple of their key players in Ben Brown.
Why are they playing so bad? Can I ask that? Because they've got an all right squad, haven't they?
They've got a reasonable squad. They did have an exodus at the end of last year, but they're devoid of confidence, but they grasp meter handballs. Yeah. Like it's terrible, their level of skill.
And you pick them?
I'm going to pick them.
Okay. You need to be drug tested. St Kilda versus the
Swans. Oh, me or Jude? Oh, sorry.
I'm going to tip St Kilda. I think Sydney are a chance, but I'm going to tip St Kilda.
Okay. What about the Eagles versus the
massive
Cats?
Game.
Absolute cracking. Is that in Perth?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So West Coast at Optus Stadium there. I'm going to tip them.
All right. About the Suns and the Giants?
Going to tip the Giants and a tight one as well.
Okay. And the Dockers versus the Magpies?
I think the Pies will be too strong in that game.
Okie dokie. And let's go to the NRL one from both of you boys now. The Roosters and the Titans. And that game will be on Triple M this afternoon.
Mate, the Titans, mate, they're changing their culture. Justin Holbrook's doing a good job there, but... Mate, the Roosters,
they've got some injuries,
got some injuries, but the Roosters, they'll start that momentum. Now, Roosters for me.
Danger game, but Roosters.
You didn't say danger game last week, and it was a danger game.
I was worried about last week, and I was watching my son play soccer that afternoon, and I had the game on sort of, you know, just near my chair, and I looked up at halftime and went, here we go. This could be a tough one. And the Titans do have a good record against the Roosters. But
the problem with the Titans is they don't know how to play for 80 minutes. If they can do that, then they're a chance, but I don't think so.
Okie dokes. So we're all going for the Roosters there. What about North Queensland versus the Raiders?
Look, I think for me, the Cowboys are too up and down. They've got some good young talent there. Young Hamiso, geez, he's quality for an 18-year-old. But the Raiders for me, the Raiders
Bateman's are back. He has been.
Yeah.
He's been put number 11.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's the X factor that they're missing. So the Raiders can really start their run here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm tipping the Raiders. I thought the Cowboys obviously got touched up by the Eagles last week. So.
Yeah, I'm going for the Raiders too. What about Manly and the Panthers? Probably the game of the round.
Yeah, look, I think for me, Manly, they just do things to get themselves back into a game. This is a danger game for Penrith. I've tipped Penrith, but Manly are a big chance here. Panthers, but there's a lot to like about the Panthers, but they're due for a bit of an off day. But I just think they'll get home.
They'd
and
love
one.
Tom back, wouldn't they, Manly?
Oh, mate, yeah,
would
if
make
they can
all
keep,
the difference.
Yeah, they can keep. You need depth to win this competition, as we know. But you get that Ferrari back, mate, you're a big chance.
Seagulls have been damn good for the last fortnight, particularly against the Eels and the Cowboys. But, no, I'm tipping the Panthers.
Yeah, the Panthers, I think, are outstanding. If they can keep having sort of a bit of an injury-free-ish run, they're a big chance of this title, I reckon.
Yeah.
What about the Doggies against Parramatta?
Oh, look, I think Parramatta for me. You know, the Doggies, mate, that was a great win in those conditions up there. Newcastle, I couldn't believe when I saw that scoreline. So things are happening there. Steve Georgiou did a good job there. But for me, the Eels.
Eels.
Yeah, I think I'll go for the Eels as well. What about the Storm against the Knights? The Knights surely will have to bounce back.
Storm too professional. Mate, Cameron Munster's a freak. And we saw what they'd like. Pappenhausen, apparently he's in Origin talks as a utility. So, mate, massive.
Okay.
Storm.
Yeah, Storm. I still think they're the best team in the comp. Can I talk about Kieran Foran just for a moment? Apparently he said no to the Dogs deal, which is obviously a much lesser deal than what he's been on, but for obvious reasons, hadn't played a lot of footy. So he says no to that, and people are talking about going up and joining the Knights and playing the number six outside Mitchell Pearce. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, I think, you know, Foz, he's mentally tough because time and time again, he's injury riddled. But you know what? If he wants to go and play somewhere else, I think for him, it'd be good for him to go to Newcastle. But for Newcastle, I think back your young talent. You know, we've seen Bradman Best and these other young players coming up, and Brandy put some good things in place there. I think Foz, I just don't know if he's worth, you know, paying that sort of money with his injuries.
Could you pay him like a certain amount per game and that sort of stuff?
He wouldn't take that. No, players don't do that, Gus.
Okay.
Now, last week, obviously, we want to finish the show always really punchy. We want to send people on their day and just out on a Saturday, you know, finish the show really strong. This was you last week, Gus Wallen.
Okay, that's it for the Dead Set Legends. Enjoy your footy, have a great weekend. Enjoy your footy, have a great weekend. Enjoy your footy, have a great weekend.
Now, I don't know if you had a stroke or just something just happened, but you just sort of really, we were in stitches as we left the show.
Okay. Excuse me, Elmer Fudd. What's happening, Elmer?
Can I just explain for a moment? So I have to time off to exactly the second, right? Because it all goes, goes nationally straight after us. So that's the pressure I'm under. So I said to Dill, and I'm throwing you under the bus a little bit here, Dill.
That's right.
I said to Dill, I'm going to throw you something. Can you give me about 10 seconds? So there's a big clock here and the countdown. When it gets to 10 seconds, can you wrap up what you're saying? And then can you throw it to me? It got to the 10-second mark. I said, here we go. Then he starts talking about Appy Carousel. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. So now he's going to take 4 or 5 seconds. Then he has to throw it to me. And I've got my little line here because I'm like, everyone's back at kids' sport again. Yep. I'm about to go and watch my kids play footy and the boyfriends and my daughters play footy.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say, enjoy your footy and have a great weekend. And of course, I didn't quite get it out.
Well, geez. Yeah. Well, mate, you know what? Well, boys, it's been a good show. I want to say thanks for your support. You've been great, even with the young bloke, Tristan. But I want to give a huge congratulations to Jack Johns and also, young Bailey Sirenin, because it's hard to be the kids of dads who have played the game.
Enjoy your footy and have a great weekend.
Yeah!
Get 7 years warranty plus an extra $1,500 off Triton. See a Mitsubishi dealer today.